Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200. Good evening. Welcome aboard. It is sports weekend across the country and around the globe. We're on Sports Byline, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio as well, Simple Radio, and around the globe on the American Forces Radio Network. Yeah, Sports Weekend presented by American Premium Vodka as we rolled along here. And we look forward to it. And one of the founders, if not the founder, Gus Scott of American Premium Vodka. You want to talk about a cool cat and a guy with an interesting story. Just the warm-up with this guy will be good. So that's coming up 25 past the hour. It's good to have Daniel Ogden in tow as we roll through sports weekend and NBA, NHL. I'll tell you right now, I'll save it. I'll get the open out of the way. I'll get Ogden in here because he's right. Joel Embiid, oh, my God, on Thursday night. Oh, my God. Kneeing guys in the groin, looking around like, hey, what are you looking at? I mean, this guy. And we always say Draymond Green, and back in the day, Rodman was kind of a dirty player. But I'll tell you, Joel Embiid is unbelievable. And the Sixers, boy, did they get the benefit of the did the league put out an edict to the officiating crew at that Knicks Sixers game on Thursday night. Hey, guys, get this series squared away, would you please? Oh, my God. After that game two meltdown, Nick Nurse, the Sixers, filing protest, this, that, and the other thing. Well, the league saw to it. What a crazy game that was. But the draft, right? NFL draft. So it's the weekend for the draft. It started Friday night, or Thursday night, rather. So we'll dip into it. Some opinions. You get beat over the head of it, by it, rather, in every single show in America. So we'll take our shot, too. But Daniel Ogden. And while we're talking to you, I think we're going to have a weekend with some trades. We're going to see a lot of trades. We didn't see the trades we thought. We saw a little checker, little chess moves, Jets, moving down a spot. Then that weird Buffalo, weird move. I mean, just weird. Buffalo trades with Kansas City, and they go out and get a great receiver, an absolute speed merchant. Just another weapon for Patrick Mahomes. What were the dopey Bills thinking? And then they end up trading that pick again. I believe it was to Carolina. But, hey, let's do some draft. But, hey, listen, it's playoff time, and we're going to do a nice little weekend edition with Gus Scott, American Premium Vodka. I'm Marty Terrell. Stay with us here on Sports Weekend, Sports Byline. Coming right back.
Get the one and done you want for your dog's monthly protection. NexGard Plus, a Foxaloner Moxidectin and Pyrantel chewable tablets. Protects against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. All in one delicious, beef-flavored soft chew. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus Chews.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, Sadly, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers one quick, free phone call. We'll show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not one based on the driver who treats the highway like a racetrack and the shoulder like a passing lane. Why pay a rate based on anyone else? Get one based on you with DriveWise from Allstate.
Not available in Alaska or California. Subject to terms and conditions. Rates are determined by several factors, which vary by state. In some states, participation in DriveWise allows Allstate to use your driving data for purposes of rating. While in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving, generally, safer drivers will save with DriveWise. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
All right, talking the world of sports here on Sports Weekend. Marty Trent along the way. Again, American Premium Vodka, got Scott coming up. I laugh when I say the guy's name because this guy's a character. We're going to have some fun with him. Really going to have some fun with him. That'll be coming up here after this long segment. Then we'll sweep the bottom of the hour and we'll take him right up to the top. And then, listen, weekends are made for American Premium Vodka, and I love it because it's all about American vodka. Wait till you hear the backstory. And then the other thing, too, is drink responsibly, right? You're getting together for the game or you're getting together for functions. You head out to the liquor store and you look at the beautiful, beautiful glistening bottles of American Premium Vodka. And for all our soldiers, officers, gentlemen around the globe, both land, air, sea-based soldiers representing this great country, defending this great country, American Premium Vodka, truly American. And so we are very, very pumped up about that. So Gus Scott coming up. Let's get Daniel Ogden in here, get a little playoff primer, get some draft. We can toss it around here. We'll kind of clean out the sports closet of our mind here as we roll into Sports Weekend. Daniel, I'll start with you. I'll go first. I'll just tell you my initial impression of the first round. Wake me up. Other than the Penix shocker at 8 by Atlanta, which I love, and I want it to be a fly on the wall. Can you imagine Kirk Cousins? Now, here's what I want to know. Did they tell him before they made the pick, or was it right after? I've heard both ways. Maybe you know, but man, oh, man. And I like the pick, by the way. That shows some guts. How about Arthur Blank, the owner? The owner of the Falcons, this guy's got cojones. He told Belichick, take a hike. Nah, thanks, but no thanks. And maybe, you know, Robert Kraft did drop a dime and soil the waters for Belichick. Belichick's going to coach again. He's going to be the all-time winningest coach. He needs 15 victories to get Shula's record. He'll get it. He'll be the coach of the Giants. He'll be the coach of the Eagles. He'll be the coach of the Cowboys. Or who knows? Maybe he'll coach the Jets for all we know. Anyways, I digress. Did you watch it? And when Penix was picked at 8, I just wanted to be a fly on the wall. The first thing I thought of is there's got to be steam coming out of Kirk Cousins' ears. Let's hear it, Daniel. What'd you think? That was a shocker. Let's hear.
Yeah, so Tittle not very happy because he wanted Penix to be a Raider. So he was less than thrilled this morning, although he's seemed pretty happy with Bowers. Great player. Confusing pick. If I'm Kirk Cousins, who cares? He just signed a contract for like what, $120 million guaranteed?
Oh yeah. It's not. Yeah, he's gonna get compensated. But, you know, look, he's got to understand. Everybody's wound up. Kirk Cousins, 35 years old, coming off Achilles. And he's had a bunch of other injuries. And he's always been a bridesmaid. Washington, you know, Minnesota. It's not like they call him Big Game Kirk. I mean, okay, so he needs to calm down a little bit. I love the fact that the Falcons just could not resist. They couldn't resist. He was right there, and they said, you know what? We're not going to miss on this guy. And if we do, and speaking of injuries, I mean, he's had both knees torn ACLs, but Penix wanted Indiana. He wanted Indiana, beat Penn State. Indiana football is not exactly setting the world on fire. Never be mistaken for Alabama football, number one. And number two, hell of a job at Washington. He's mobile, and he's got a hell of a deep ball. I love that pick by the Falcons. Did you like it, or did you think it was kind of weird?
I thought it was a little weird. I guess I just felt like if I knew that I was going to take him, I probably wouldn't have signed Cousins to $200 million contract or whatever. I forget exactly how much he's guaranteed. So if he wants to whine or complain, I really don't feel bad for him at all. He can complain all the way to $100 million. I just thought it was a little odd, but considering the way that it sort of forced the rest of the board out, as a Jags fan, I was pretty happy. The board couldn't have gone any better for us. We traded back, still got a receiver that we wanted. I mean, I was pretty happy with that.
No, I thought the Jags did great. I really did. I don't like the Patriots pick. And I'm on record. I don't like the pick. And Belichick had the guts with McAfee last night to say it. Drake May's got terrible footwork. He's got some ability, but the footwork is bad. He's not going to have a great supporting cast. They're going to play Jacoby Brissett for the first year or two. Look, I want to be wrong. I don't think I'm going to be. I'm telling you, the Raiders got the second best player in the first round, in my opinion. Now, I think, you know, Neighbors is going to be great for the Giants, but he may go Hollywood, and that could be Malik Neighbors could be a problem. But he has a chance to be a phenomenal football player. And the Giants, you know, stuck with Daniel Jones, and I think getting Malik Neighbors was huge for the football Giants. But here's what I want to say about the Patriots. I would have taken Marvin Harrison at 3, or I would have traded out of it and stockpiled picks. You're trying to rebuild a franchise. Let somebody else take May. You know, maybe the Giants would have bid at 6. Who knows? A lot of rumors about that they were talking to the Patriots right up to the last minute. I think Marvin Harrison's going to be great. I think Neighbors is going to be great. And I think the Raiders getting Brock Bowers, the tight end, at 15 out of the University of Georgia. You mark my words. This guy, if he stays healthy and they can get a quarterback to get him the football, he is going to be an all-pro for the better part of a decade to 12 years. Brock Bowers was a great pick out of the Raiders. And I understand that fan base wanted a quarterback, but guess what? You need somebody to catch the ball to and block. He is going to be a stalwart and a staple for the Raiders, without a doubt. Your thoughts? Let's hear.
Oh, I think Bowers is fantastic. I think the pick that I thought was funny that I could have told you the second that Harbaugh got hired was Alt and watching everybody melt down about them not taking a receiver. But Harbaugh taking an offensive lineman, no surprise there at all. Again, as a Jaguars fan, was kind of nice to see Tennessee have to take a tackle that they didn't want because I think they thought Alt was going to be there.
Well, I mean, you know what? And if Charger fans are wound up about that pick, well, guess what? They're going to love the fact that your all-world quarterback, Herbert, needs protection. And Alt is a lock, okay? He's a lock all-pro. Again, we're all going with health. There's no question about that. I'll tell you right now the thing, and I was talking to a buddy of mine today, and I'm gonna just summarize the whole draft after one day to tell you the most interesting division in the National Football League for the foreseeable future, and you can put me on record, will be the NFC North. Any one of those teams can win it, or any one of those teams can finish last. I'm telling you, the Bears are loaded right now. And if Caleb Williams is even a fraction of how good they think he's going to be, they have got talent, skill positions, Eberflus. They don't have an egomaniacal coach. They didn't go Harbaugh. They went with a guy. They stayed with Eberflus, who's going to stay in the background and make it about the players. I honestly think you're going to see the Chicago Bears, Packers, Lions, Minnesota. It's going to be the best division. Give me some thoughts on the NFC and the Chicago Bears in particular, Daniel. I'm dying to hear your thoughts. Let's hear.
Yeah, so I think my favorite you're talking about the NFC North. I think that was my favorite fan reaction was the Packers fan who clearly had absolutely no idea who Jordan Morgan was.
Right.
But yeah, I don't that division really could go any which way. If Love keeps improving, Packers are in a pretty good position. They're loaded with young wide receiver talent. And to sort of just close the discussion on the Falcons, I saw a good joke today, but also very realistic. Kirk Cousins traded to the Jets 2026.
You think?
Well, I mean, you know, I can't imagine Rodgers is going to play that much longer, and who knows if he even ends up playing this year or lasting.
Yeah, I mean, it's all going to come down to his health and, you know, coming back from that injury. We just don't know, right? I mean, we don't. I'll tell you what, though. I think anybody that says I heard someone say the Vikings had a bad day. They don't believe in J.J. McCarthy. Okay, that's fine. I believe in J.J. McCarthy. First of all, he's got a good head on his shoulders. 27-1 career record. All right? So you can say what you want. And then they go out. I mean, seriously, the Vikings get him, and then they get Dallas Turner, who's at 17, who might be the best edge rusher in the draft. I'm telling you right now, we only got a minute left, but give me a quick hit. I think the Vikings had a great opening night, without a doubt.
Yeah, well, I definitely like McCarthy over Drake May. And I felt like, you know, I kept reading everywhere that the Vikings overpaid the Jags to get back up to that pick, but I actually thought it was a fairly, you know, it was kind of a good trade for both teams. They really wanted their guy. They lost 100%. Daniil Hunter in the offseason. The 100%. Jaguars clearly wanted a wide receiver. They traded back, got extra picks, and got their guy. I thought it was a pretty even trade. I don't have any issue with what the Vikings did at all.
Dallas Turner terrorized the SEC at 11 sacks. He's going to be an immediate impact player. And like you said, with Hunter gone, they had to make a move. That was a brilliant, and like you said, it was both teams winning. No question about it. All right, we'll come back. Lots to get to. Keep an eye on the NBA, the NHL, the playoffs. And how about this aberration up in New England? I mean, the Cubs in Fenway for the weekend, then the Giants come in. Got some juice, a little bit of baseball. And how about this closer for the Oakland A's? Nice. All right, we're coming back. Gus Scott, American Premium Vodka, here on Sports Byline. It's Sports Weekend right here on Sports Byline. Keep it here.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
All right, after a few days in Boston, we're talking the world of sports here, and I'm pumped up. I really am. This next guest, we're going to have some fun. Heck, you know, it's sports weekend. We like to let our hair down a little bit, kick back. We had the NFL draft. We got all the baseball. We got the NBA, the NHL, UFC. We got a Tyson fight coming up. We got a lot to get to, but we also have our good friend, Gus Scott, American Premium Vodka, and I'm going to let this guy tell his story, but right before we get started, Gus, how about our buddy Randy Byrne, huh? We got you guys.
God bless, Randy.
What's that?
Is he on the line?
No.
I want to talk to Randy Byrne. He's the man.
He is the man. I'm just telling you. Naming rights, sponsorship, American Premium Vodka across the country and around the world. We're very excited. Gus, how are you, my friend?
Marty, God bless you. Thanks so much for having me. I got to tell you, it is a beautiful Red Friday today, and we are saluting veterans from coast to coast, and I can't tell you what a fine, warm embrace we've had in Iowa. Thank you so, so much.
Yeah, and not only being heard in Iowa, you're heard around the globe on the American Forces Radio Network, all the service men and women, officers and the gentlemen at land, air, and sea bases around the globe, Gus. How about
God
that?
God bless you. I'm telling you what, you know what, the service that you bring to the airways is invaluable, and I got to tell you, the level of respect for our troops is now back where it belongs, and it's because of the efforts of people like you, and I can't tell you how much I appreciate that. Thank you very, very much.
I love you, Gus. Hey, I want you to start the story, then we'll get it. I want to hear your personal story, how American Premium Vodka came to be. It's a buzz. I went into a Hy-Vee store the other day in Iowa, and they said, nice tip getting it in here. We can't keep it on the shelves. In the door, out the door. This is so exciting for you guys. So if you could, take a few moments, and I'll give you a time warnings as we get up to about a minute before the break, and then we're going to hold you over until the final segment, Gus. I'm really excited. Tell us the story.
Marty, I appreciate it. Thank you so much. I got to tell you, it's really weird how it came to be. I happen to be a vodka drinker, and it pains me to say it, but the whole brand actually started out of disgust. As I walked down the vodka aisle, and most people know when you look down that vodka aisle, there's a million choices. And out of those million choices, I saw this one promoting the greatness of Finland. I saw this one promoting the greatness of Russia. I saw this one promoting the greatness of Poland. There was not one guy on the shelf that promoted the greatness of America. I said, that is inexcusable. And I looked at myself, I said, do I have to do this? Am I the guy that's really going to have to do this? I mean, the only thing that was American on the shelf was Tito, and the guy's name was Tito. And he wasn't really promoting America. So I found it inexcusable. I was angry. When I was a kid, I was a hotshot trumpet player. And when it was Memorial Day and Veterans Day, I was the guy that stood at the cemetery and played taps. It's like, I really started to understand what it was all about. And I said, they're relying on this 15-year-old kid to make this all happen. I was like, this is, you know, something is really weird. And I think if we all just dig down deep and do something to give a little respect, to give a little something from our hearts, I think that's what changes the country. That's, you know, all those little efforts made by everyone, that's what makes it a place that we want to live, that we're proud to live in, that we can communicate something to the rest of the world and that this is the way it ought to be. So I think developing American premium vodka, forging an alliance with the American Legion, VFW, and donating to American veteran charities, that's a step in the right direction of making America something special again.
It's a great story. So let's take you back to the liquor store aisle. You're seething. You got steam coming out your ears. You can't believe it. Your eyes are playing tricks on you, but not really. But here's where I want to go. So now you're sitting there and go, do I have to do this? Do I have to do it? Now, it's one thing. You know, I mean, we've all, you know, maybe had a few too many and go in there and say, you know, we could reinvent the wheel. You followed through. I mean, your angst and your anger, you use it as a motivating factor. But that, I mean, that's still, you know, to go from point A to point Z, we're taking a big leap here. What did you do? Did you go home and start writing down on a napkin or get on your laptop and start firing up ideas? Tell us tangibly about the first couple of steps to realizing.
You know, it's kind of, the thing that's strange, it happened very quickly. I had a very clear image in my head of what I want to do. I had a theme song. I had a pitch. I took the Constitution, we the people, in order to form a more perfect union. I turned it to we the people in order to form, we the people of American premium vodka, in order to form a more perfect beverage. So I utilized the Constitution as my roadmap, you know, to what the founding fathers wanted to do with this country. This is what I wanted to do to emulate them. So I wanted to take the best ingredients from America, and I found the best corn in Iowa. And 80% of the, a lot of people don't even realize, the biggest, second biggest agricultural export from our country is corn, and 80% of it comes from Iowa. So we felt it our duty to get over there, get to those high V stores, get to Fairway Meat and Grocery, and to really get it out there in the heartland of America. And a portion of every bottle, a portion of, you know, of every dollar spent for the bottle goes to American veteran charities through the American Legion, through the VFW. And that's the kind of thing, like, I kept that in mind. There's a distribution outlet to reach veterans through all these posts throughout the whole country. There's 12,000 American Legion posts, 6,000 VFW posts. That's 18,000 locations where veterans come together because they're all family. And that's a beautiful, beautiful thing. To be a part of that community, that's a family that stretches from sea to shining sea. It's a beautiful damn thing. So
yeah. No, we're going to get to your background in music, and you've just got – it's such a fascinating story. But let's stay on point here. One more question before we take the break, and that is – and then you had to fund it, and you started looking around, and you surrounded yourself with some people, and they loved your the thing that I've heard is we love Gus's enthusiasm. He had a vision. You had a vision, dude, and you got great people, Randy Byrne, Terry Cooks, a few others. I'll leave it up to you to mention whose name. I know Randy. I've known him for a year, man. And everything this guy touches is gold, and because he puts his nose to the grindstone. He's a Spencer, Iowa guy. He's got a work ethic. Here's the one thing he does. Don't leave the man a message, but if you call the man's phone, I don't care who you are, you're getting a return call. I admire him big time. But you surrounded yourself with some great people. So let's talk about that real quick.
100%. I mean, I couldn't have said it any better. My team is comprised of Terry Cook, Randy Byrne, Scott Baumeister, and Nick Forenza. And let me tell you something. The reason why they're a part of my team is because these guys got heart. They have the vision just like I do. They see that this could be, it's so much more than just a vodka. This is a movement. This is, you know, putting this country back where it belongs. And I think we're all in our own little way contributing. We're fully invested in doing that from the heart. And I think that's so much more important than just having some swill in a glass. It's the idea that, you know, I'll get to this point. There's something I was doing this morning. I was putting the finishing touches on this commercial that I'm working on. And it talks about how we were raised in a country that taught us to love our land, that it was a time that you could wave old glory on high and a person was considered a proud patriot, not some far right-wing extremist. It was true American spirit. We reached for the stars, and what we did set the standard for what the world would aspire to. And today, there's too many people that are ripping us off, and people are losing faith in America, and that's such a sad thing. I believe there's a lot of people that see our veterans being kicked out of New York hotels to make way for illegal immigrants that are being upset with a golden pass. A lot of people think that's intolerable. I think it's disgusting. And it's people like Randy, people like Terry, people that like Nick and Scott that say, you know what? There's something we could do about that. We could raise awareness. I think there's a lot of Americans that are disgusted with that. And this is a movement towards putting this country back to where it's a respectable place where the world can aspire to our actions. And by taking action, that's what makes the difference.
I'm just so excited for you. We're talking to Gus Scott. He is the original founder of American Premium Vodka. It is, like he said, a lot of Iowa connections with some people, the corn. It's an amazing story. I want to do one more thing on the vodka. Then I want to get to your music background and get more of the Gus story. The bottle, the guys at Hy-Vee, they're saying in the bottle, this is a beautiful bottle. So this was by design. So what went into the label on the absolutely most beautiful bottle?
I appreciate
American
that.
Premium.
Thank you. I'll tell you, I think our bottle contains 75% more glass than the average bottle. It's a hunking piece of glass. And it's a work of art. And it's a square bottle for people that haven't seen it. And yeah. I don't think there is another square vodka bottle out on the market. So we wanted to do something different, but it also is a classic look. It actually is a replication of a bourbon bottle. And to do that crossover, it has American roots to it. That was the real thing. It's even reminiscent of like a lantern, one if I land, two if I see, if you will. That style back in the old days, Paul Revere, if you will. And it's a classic American piece of Americana. It's really, you know, we try to make that element in everything that we do. You know, make it real. Well, you know, an American sentiment. Something that's got some meat to it, you know? I mean, when Americans build cars, it's not like, you know, it's not like a Honda Civic. It's like, you know, a Chevy. So there's a difference when you drive them. So American Premium Vodka certainly emulates those American ideals. And I think that's very, very important, everything that we do. And I think when people actually go to the store and they just pick up that bottle, they're going to see. And you give that a taste, you're going to taste
it.
It's a smooth taste of freedom. It really is.
It is unbelievable. Is there an eagle on that bottle?
There most certainly. Well, what else would you put on there? Come on.
Well, you know what I want to tell you? You want to get some goosebumps? Do you want to hear a story? Listen to this. I don't want you to say a word because we're going to commercial break. But he was in Colorado last week, Randy Byrne. While he was away, an American bald eagle landed on the roof of his house in West Des Moines, Iowa, and posed for a picture for his wife, Rhonda, and then flew off. If that isn't a sign of the great... It's the ad. They got it. They got it. And I'm telling you, it's a connection to vodka. We're coming back with Gus Scott, American Premium Vodka, here on Sports Weekend. Don't go away. Coming right back.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924 Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Yeah, so the Eagle story landing on Randy and Rhonda Byrne's home in West Des Moines. When Rhonda told me the story, I knew right away. I said that's a connection to that that beautiful vodka, American Premium Vodka, and all the servicemen and women. I couldn't get it out of my head. That Eagle could have landed on any house in that beautiful neighborhood.
But it didn't.
And it posed. I mean, you got to see this picture, Gus. That eagle posed. And I'm like, I didn't say anything to Rhonda because I didn't want her to think I needed a checkup from the neck up. But the minute I saw that eagle, I was like, man, oh, man, could have picked any
house.
We're
going to have to use that shot in the next promotional campaign, and then Randy can write off the photographic equipment.
Yeah. And by the way, I'm getting hit up on Skype big time. And they're glad, Gus, these people think you're from Rhode Island. They think you're from Iowa. You're not, but you're connected with some great Iowa people. But I guess some tornadoes from Texas and Iowa, I'm getting hit up on Skype, and people are saying, God bless Gus. God bless American Premium Vodka. I'm not BSing you. And God bless the people of Iowa. They hope they're safe. I didn't know that there was tornadic activity in the Hawkeye State, but that's what I'm starting to hear via Skype and interacting with the audience. All right.
Yeah, I saw some heavy stuff on Instagram myself. There's some very crazy photos, some video also. It didn't look good. I really hope everybody's safe and sound.
Yeah. We love those people out there. We really do. The great Iowans. I'm glad I can call it home. All right. Let's tell us your story, Gus. Tell us your story. I want to hear your story. And then you can stick to it. But you've got an impressive background, and your musical heritage is unbelievable. Tell us the story. Go ahead.
Well, I got to tell you, I guess music was always something in my family. My mother started me out on piano, 8 years old. Now, every 8-year-old kid, and particularly once they hear rock and roll, when to play Mary Had a Little Lamb or the first, you know, Bach Concerto, it's not exactly the first thing you want to do at that age. So I was somewhat rebellious, but she wanted to give me a good foundation, so that's where I started. Drums came calling to me at around 11, 12, and I got to tell you something. I went into public school, and there was this one cat who was I grew up in New Jersey, of all places, can you believe that? And this guy was the number one drummer in the state, and he and I became best buddies. And he started to teach me. And this guy was just fantastic, and he really emphasized technique. And I was a little crazy. I mean, I listened to Kiss, you know, and things like that. So I wanted to rock. So I took the good fundamentals of learning to play properly, and then I put a little ass kicking into it. So that became the signature style for me. And I ended up joining up with these three other guys. We all lived in one square mile of town, and we formed a band called Trickster. And I got to tell you something. We had the American dream to go out there and kill it. And, you know, we used to go to the Meadowlands Arena, and we saw our heroes like AC/DC, Bon Jovi. And we said, one day, that's going to be us. And by God, wouldn't you know it, in 1989, we signed a big fat record deal with MCA Records, and in 1990, our dreams came true. We went on the road with bands like Kiss, The Scorpions, Great White, Cinderella, Ted Nugent. I got to tell you, it is nothing short of a dream come true. It was the true American dream come true, and we were very fortunate to experience some wonderful success. A really, It was at a time where reality exceeded our dreams. And I got to tell you something, man. I thank God every day for the opportunity just to wake up and enjoy it all over again in my mind.
You know what I love, Gus? We're talking to Gus Scott. He is a former member of Trickster and also the founder extraordinaire of American Premium Vodka. And Gus, what is it with the Garden State, New Jersey? You guys, locals get together and form bands. I mean, that's how Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons came to be. I mean, let's be honest. Bunch of Jersey guys get together and they strike it rich. That's amazing. And so what was that like?
It's though? In the water, man. It's all that radioactivity.
That's right. But that had to be exciting, huh? Your boyhood friends, you guys get it together and really do a great job.
I tell you what, the thing that was really crazy about it, you think about, I guess, now that I'm 55, can you believe that? I signed that recording contract. I was 21 years old. And to go out on the road at 22 and to have 3 number one videos on MTV, 3 million records sold, be on the cover of magazines and all that stuff, that's an ultimate kid in the damn candy store on a tour bus and some of the biggest tours across the nation. That was it. I mean, if you were going to do it at any age, that was the age to do it. The fact that I'm still standing today is really, it just proves my radioactivity theory from New Jersey, how we didn't catch anything. But nevertheless, it was truly a dream come true. And you know how fortunate we were? Because, yeah, we strived and, yeah, we worked hard. There's a certain degree of luck comes along with it, too. But as I get older, the one thing I keep in mind, I tend to get luckier the harder I work. And when you have like-minded individuals like Randy Burns, like Terry Cook, like Nick Perenza, like Scott Baumeister, we're going to be pretty lucky because we're working our asses off over here. It's just a beautiful thing. And that's the thing. It's just not, there's no one guy that does it alone. I don't care if you're John Bon Jovi or Gene Simmons. There is a team. There is a team of people that make it happen all together. It's no one guy that does it all by himself. I don't care who you are. You got to have a team. And let me tell you something, brother. We got a team.
All right, I want you to pick up your cell phone. I want you to look at the picture that I just sent you. It was sent to me by Rhonda.
What's your name?
Byrne.
What's her name? Talk to me.
Her name is Rhonda.
I'm just clarifying here. All right. I got to turn off my do not disturb. See, I put that do not disturb on so people don't.
No, I want you to take a. I want you to look at. This is good radio, even though it's not TV.
Oh, that's a shot.
Look at that eagle on top of.
This is great.
Now, you tell me.
This is great.
Randy's in Colorado. He's in Kansas. He's away. Rhonda's home. Okay? Now, they've put their heart and soul into this, and they're very proud of this, involvement with American Premium Vodka. Look at that beautiful eagle perched on their roof. Tell me that doesn't look staged. It's not.
If there's one word I use to describe that shot, you know what it is? America. And, man, God bless you, Rhonda. She got it. That's a great shot. I love it. I absolutely love it. Beautiful.
And she's in the house doing her thing, and then the neighbor calls and says, you know what you got up on your roof right now? And Rhonda goes, what? A bald American eagle. She's like, no way. Let me go look.
The Lord be looking down.
Yeah, and then the eagle poses and then flies off. And I tell you, there's a sign there. If that's not a sign, that's my story. I'm sticking to it. All right, so you go into music. You spend all these years, beating the women away with a broomstick. You're a rock and roll star. Now you get to your mid-50s. Now where are you? You're out in Arizona, and you start meeting people. You're kind of winding down. Pick up the story right there. Let's hear.
Well, I hate to put a crush on it, but, one thing that fueled me to really, really get on my ball was divorce.
Yeah, that'll do it.
I have to laugh because if I don't laugh, I'm going to cry, Marty. You're just killing me over here. There's something that I started to realize. It's like I'm a very fortunate individual that I do things not because I have to. I do them because I want to. And when you have a passion for something, I think that really that's a big separating factor than someone else like opening a restaurant, so to speak. When you really have a passion for what you do, you tend to take action that's over and above some guy just trying to make a living. You know what I mean? You don't do it for the money. You do it because you believe. And when you believe in something, I think that's a very big motivating factor. That's something that really causes you to take action. A lot of people have ideas and dreams, and they think and they sit back, that'll never happen. You know what? You believe that? It's something really strong. you don't even care if it's a smart move or not. You do it anyway. So when you have a team that believes similarly and you're motivated by something bigger than just a paycheck, that's a catalyst for something special. And I think that's really what we got here.
Gus, Scott, American Premium Vodka, you know, those words are so true. I mean it. I mean it. And I know it. It's you, the personality, the work ethic. There's a refuse to lose mentality. And everyone says, you know, why are those guys so successful? You know what I said? Because while you're sleeping, they're working. And Gus, I met you. You walked into a Hy-Vee, a Wahlberg's, and the general manager was there, and you walked in, and I said, there's a new sheriff in town. And I'm not saying that with any arrogance. No, because no, it's your enthusiasm. It's your passion. And that's why this is, you can't lose. You can't lose because you will refuse to lose. And therein lies the difference. You can have the greatest product in the world, and if you're arrogant and if you sit back on your laurels, guess what? You're going to get buried in this world. It's the people that roll up their sleeves and go to work, right?
Yeah, 100% correct. 100% correct. And when you do it with a mission in your heart, I didn't go out to Iowa because I was getting a paycheck. I went out there because we're expanding the brand of something we believe in. You know, that's the equalizer, pal. You think you got something happening? You better just get out of the way because we've got God on our side. We've got a belief in our heart about something so special and important to us. I think a lot of other people feel the same way. We want to be the messenger.
How do people get a hold of you, Gus, at American Premium Vodka if they're interested in the product? You've had very successful tastings in Iowa. In fact, one of the biggest Hy-Vees, Grimes, we call it the David Letterman Hy-Vee out in Grimes, Iowa, west of the city, north and west of the city. Letterman came there and got on the microphone and said, good afternoon, shoppers at Hy-Vee. There's a new vodka here in town. This is it. People are like, that sounds like David Letterman. You know why? It was David Letterman.
It was. So
we call it the David Letterman Hy-Vee. How do they get a hold of you, Randy, Terry, the American Premium Vodka brand? Tell us the story, because contact information is huge, and we'll continue to share this with our vast audience. So let's hear. Go ahead.
You know, I appreciate that. But the best place to go right off the bat, our website, AmericanPremiumVodka.com. And, yeah, you can get us on Facebook, Facebook.com/AmericanPremiumVodka. You put it in your Google, put it into any one of your social media platforms. You just type in American Premium Vodka. It'll bring you right to us. And you know what? We welcome correspondence. I want to hear about your taste. If somebody's tried the vodka, I want to hear feedback. I want to hear from people. You can go right to our website and contact us directly. You know, we see everything. You know, we don't have somebody in a room just doing them violence. We see everything. And having a one-on-one correspondence with people, that's how you make improvement. That's how you have a brand and get people involved and have interactivity. That's a huge quotient. That's a huge part of what this is all about, you know? Like I said, nobody does it alone, pal. And, you know, we're no authority on anything except making something happen. And we can't do it alone. It takes everybody to come together to really make this something very, very special.
Keep that passion. You always have a home. You're always welcome here on Sports Byline. You knew that. And you know what's going to happen?
Make sure my bed's ready. I'll be there next Tuesday. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Hey, you ready for this? And now the country stations in Iowa are all calling me saying, can we get Gus? And I said, of course you can get Gus. So they're going to be on some country stations. One of them covers a quarter of the state. Then we got another one that's a 50,000 or 100,000 watt blowtorch. You are the man. We love you. Gus Scott.
Well, you know, I appreciate that. I'm bringing the vodka, my friend. I'm catering.
Okay. We'll let them know. I love you, brother. You have a great weekend. Thanks for coming on Sports Byline.
Mike, thanks so much. And happy Red Friday. Enjoy. Have a great weekend.
All right, buddy. Take care. Gus Scott, there you go. I love the American Eagle story. I really do. I just love it. I mean, it's just, I thought of it right away. I said, I understand why that eagle landed there. 100% I know why. Don't even need to even think about it another second. All right, we're coming back. What we're screaming and screaming about. It's the weekend, right? Sports weekend here. Presented by American Premium Vodka. What do you know? We're coming back here on Byline. Don't go away.
We'll be right back.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99 and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
All right, down the home stretch we go all weekend long. Me and Ogden, I got to get Daniel back in here. Daniel, you know, you and I were talking. What a great sports weekend. Oh, my God. How good is, Friday night was great. Saturday night's always. How about Sunday, me boy? Huh? You're going to roll out of the rack early, aren't you? Going to see the Knicks and Sixers go at it? Don't you think there, brother?
Oh, absolutely. That's definitely looking forward to starting my day with that.
How about Embiid? Did you see him give the guy the nutcracker the other night? Did you see that little move?
The nutcracker. There was the tackling of Mitchell Robinson, God, who's now in a walking boot. Moving screen that wasn't called. We could go on and on.
You know, he makes Draymond Green look like an altar boy, doesn't he? I mean, Embiid's a dirty player. The guy is a dirty player. I'll say it, right? He's filthy.
Yeah, I mean, I got to say, I've never paid, like, close attention to him, which is also sort of a knock on him, I guess, because he's never really far enough in the playoffs for me to pay that close of attention. But, yeah, it seems so.
He is filthy, man. I can't wait. I'll tell you right now, the officials are going to have to – you watch the first part of that game on Sunday. You mark my words. There are going to be tooting whistles like you read about. Because they've lost control of that series. And if they don't get it, straightened out here pretty quick, A, someone's going to get hurt or there's going to be a brawl. Now, I'm not saying malice at the palace like Indiana and Detroit, but they better be careful because those two teams don't like each other. They really don't. And then you got the Nova Knicks with Brunson, Hart, and DiVincenzo. And those guys are in Philly. And the Philly fans are torn because they remember how much they loved those guys in college. And now they're wearing enemy laundry up I-95 in New York. It's going to be really that. I'm telling you, that Sixers-Knicks series is going to hit another level on Sunday. And you nailed that, Mr. Daniel Ogden. All right, good job out of the whole crew. I want to thank a ton of people this week, seriously, starting last Sunday and Saturday with Bailey Peck, Darren Peck, Ron Barr, Ogden, Dominic Jimenez, Randy Rhonda Byrne, Gus Scott, Terry Cooks, all the folks that have just helped this be a wonderful, wonderful week as we roll into May. Oh, my God, the Derby a week from this weekend. I'm Marty Terrell. Enjoy your weekend across the country and around the globe on Sports Byline, presented by American Premium Vodka, AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Adios.